Warning, the following program is designed for casual wrestling fans and is meant purely for entertainment. If you're SAWFT, proceed at your own risk. Viewer discretion is advised. Brother, I'm going on a wild Hulk Hogan. If I like get some moment, I'll make sure it's an explosion. Cause lately I've been seeing stars, trying to kick her on his choke horse. But it's no Hulk bar, middle finger like a Stone Cold. What is up, everybody? It is your boy, We Too Deep, and we are back with DJ Wavy D for another episode of the Slapping Me Wrestling Podcast. Just some quick housekeeping. Next Tuesday is the big day. It is our year-end award. It'd be me, Wavy D, Junkyard James, K-Dog, Cody from the Beyond the Junkyard Podcast. It's going to be a fun night. So tune in for sure there. And then, as always, go to the affiliate links in the description of both the YouTube video and the audio podcast. And, you know, whether it's WWE Shop, you know, get them last-minute Christmas gifts ordered, or whether you're planning some last-minute trip through Expedia, use those links. By supporting them, you are also supporting us by using that affiliate link. And lastly, like, share, subscribe, tell all your friends about us. For the last time in this season, in season three, for the year 2024, we're going to do a Let's Get Cooking. We're going to end on a good one. Predict our way too early WrestleMania 41 card. We got 4.5 months till WrestleMania. None of these are probably going to be correct, but that's the fun of doing a way too early. Maybe we can come back around Mania time and see who was closest. I'll let you start if you want to go, or I can go. That's up to you.
Bet you want to go. I'll give a match. You give a match.
Sure. Let's start with that.
All right, so my first match that I thought would be a very interesting path to go down is for the Women's United States Championship.
Okay.
And in this match, I have a singles match between Chelsea Green,
okay,
who will walk in as champion, and she will face Piper Niven.
I like that. I like that. I like that match. So I'll just be forefront. I don't have neither of the two women's mid-card title on this. I feel like those are going to be them titles that they defend on TV. But I think maybe down the line, maybe we get them on a smaller PLE. I just don't think they have the Mania prestige yet. But I do like that match. I was actually thinking about that later today. I think that's going to be the future of that title down the line. My first match, you have, like, you know, two teammates turning. I have the same thing. I have Raquel versus Liv. Not for the title, by the way. Okay. We'll get to my women's, but Raquel versus Liv.
Do you have any, besides them just turning, do you have any, what's the reason for the turn or potential turn?
So that actually, that's a great question. That's going to be a major part in, like, four of my matches in WrestleMania. Yeah. I think the current Judgment Day is going to split.
Mm-hmm.
I think we get the Latinos on one side and then the white people on the other side. You know, not that they're splitting by race, but Carlito, Raquel, Dominic. I think Damian could join that again. And then Finn, JD, Liv, maybe they add a fourth person. They don't really necessarily need it. You know, Damian doesn't have to join Judgment. But I do think that split has been sort of teased here recently.
Now, I was thinking that your split would go along the lines of Dom catching feelings for Raquel.
It could even be it could be simple like that.
He wants a strong mommy back. You know what I'm saying?
I can see that.
My next match that I put on the card is for the Women's Intercontinental Championship match. So I think it being the first Mania with the titles in circulation, I think they want to put them on the grand stage, and this will take the place of the ladder matches that we usually get WrestleMania. Okay. So I see a Women's Intercontinental Championship ladder match. The champion walking in I had was Lyra Valkyria. Okay. I think she goes against I lost my paper. It was Lyra, Zelina,
okay,
Stark, Kairi Sane, Raquel Rodriguez,
okay,
and then newly acquired member of the Raw roster, Roxanne Perez.
Ooh, I like that. I like that one as well. So I do have a six-man ladder match, not for the women's IC, but for the men's IC. So we'll go with that one. I got Bron Breakker walking in as champion against Ludwig Kaiser, Sheamus, a returning Ilya Dragunov. This depends on how bad his ACL tear was. He tore it in October. Typically, that's 6 to 9 months. If it's the six-month range, Mania will be his return. If it's longer than that, we'll probably see him at SummerSlam. But I have him returning. Dragon Lee and my sixth member will be Penta or Pentagon Jr., Ciro Miedo, whatever you want to call him. He's off the AEW roster. I think they put him in this probably to start a feud with Dragon Lee. Hopefully not. But I could definitely see this being like Ludwig's like big IC title win. We got, you know, Dragon Lee and Penta are going to be the spot monkeys in the match. Bron Breakker and Sheamus are the heavy hitters. And then Dragunov's just crazy no matter what. This also gives, you know, Dragunov's return match doesn't have to be like one-on-one where he has to carry it. He can sort of just stay outside the ring for most of it. And, you know.
My next match is for the Men's Intercontinental Championship.
Okay.
And I feel like we got to get this out the way at some point. So, Sheamus versus Ludwig Kaiser for the vacant Intercontinental Championship.
Ooh.
So, I guess I'll just go into my next match. I have Bron Breakker winning the Elimination Chamber match.
Okay.
And he's calling his shot by being confident he vacates the Intercontinental Championship going into WrestleMania, saying that his eye is on the prize of the world title, where he will face I currently have Gunther as the world champion going into WrestleMania. So Bron Breakker versus Gunther for the world heavyweight title at WrestleMania.
Okay. Seeing that you did two there, so I'll do two more. We'll continue the trend of like best friends turning on each other. I got Naomi versus Bayley. And my second one, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Owens, in the little interview he did in the car with Michael Cole, when Sami Zayn was mentioned, he sort of teased this. He gave some seed here. Oh, well, I'll get to Sami Zayn when we get there. They're having one more feud. I could see this being a Mania match. So that's where we're going.
You read my mind. I also have Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. Okay. I share that match. My next match is so. All right. Well, I'll give the big match away, I guess, because the rest of my matches are assuming that this guy shows up.
Okay.
I have Roman Reigns versus The Rock headlining night two of WrestleMania. I think The Rock is still there. I think all the rumors of him not wrestling are being put out there by him and Triple H to keep the media off of it.
Okay.
It keeps stuff a surprise. But I think him coming out at Bad Blood, you know, I think that he wouldn't have done that if he wasn't fully committed to Mania. Right. So I have the Roman Reigns versus The Rock finally at WrestleMania.
My next match, with this transfer portal sort of thing that they have going on, I think Carmelo Hayes gets transferred to Raw. I think they run back an NXT feud. We're going to get Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes.
At Mania?
At Mania. I think I like if that. You've watched the or not the Netflix Raw ad, Trick Williams is on it. I think he's 100% Raw. I think he'll be there at the debut. Whether he's champ, I think this would be a great opportunity for them to promote New Year's Evil. He walks in on Netflix on the 6th. New Year's Evil's the next day. Though I think he's fighting Obafemi at the NXT show in Massachusetts. I think that's when Oba's getting his title opportunity, if I remember correctly.
I thought it was New Year's Evil.
I don't remember. I know Roxanne's is at New Year's Evil. Both of them maybe. But for some reason, I feel like I remember them saying Trick is defending on the 17th, next Tuesday, yeah, against Oba.
Yeah, that sounds right. But I thought New Year's Evil was happening as a regular NXT show.
Nah, New Year's Evil is a Tuesday. Right. Yeah, that's a TV. That's a Tuesday.
Yeah, NXT special, New Year's Evil.
Yeah, I
think both matches are happening then. I could be wrong.
I don't. Either way, you know, you could have Trick come in on the 6th on Raw on Netflix, promote New Year's Evil the next day. It's in the same city. So, you know, they could do that. But I think Trick and Carmelo are going to be the Mania match we get.
All right. Now, you might be asking, hey, Wavy, if you got Roman versus The Rock, who's Cody going to face? Well, he is going to face your Royal Rumble winner, Drew McIntyre. I think Drew McIntyre ends up on SmackDown during this whole shakeup thing. If not, I think he wins the Royal Rumble and then goes after Cody Rhodes in that title anyways.
Okay.
So I got Cody versus Drew for the title. I think Cody walks in with the title. I think he holds on to it till Mania. Maybe even past Mania, who knows. But give me Cody versus Drew McIntyre.
All right, my next match, we're going to get a little tag team action here. Not for the titles, but I think we're going to get this match down the line. I think Mania is the right spot for it. Though it could be put on hold. I wrote this down before Tongaloa's injury was announced. I don't know how long he's going to be out, but I have Tama Tonga and Tongaloa versus the Usos. That's sort of the dream match from 5 years ago. If Tongaloa is healthy, I think we could get that match.
Give me Randy versus Cena.
Okay.
I was debating Randy versus Cody, but then I was like, who's Cena going to face? And then I was thinking, Cena versus Drew, Cena versus – I feel like we got to get that Cena versus Randy one more time. We still got time for Cody, Randy. Cody, Randy might even happen sooner. Who knows? Cody, Randy could happen at Chamber. Give me Randy, Cena, WrestleMania.
I mean, we could theoretically get Cody, Randy at Rumble, depending on how the Saturday goes.
Oh, yeah.
So my next match, and this is where we get a little crazy. Not really. We haven't finished the feud yet. Roman Reigns versus Solo Sikoa for the Ulafala. I think that's going to be the Mania match.
I think that's the Rumble match.
The way I see this working, I think Rumble is going to be Roman versus Jacob, and he's got to work his way up.
Okay.
I will say this. Let's just go ahead and do that. Since Roman's not versus The Rock, well, who's The Rock got? The Rock's got Cody Rhodes. I think The Rock wins the Rumble. And okay. I think he calls out Cody. So we finish both of those little stories. I think The Rock has this whole plan. And WWE's real smart. Rock versus Roman's going to sell no matter when it happens. It is a Mania-worthy match, so I hope they don't do this at like a SummerSlam, but if it's Mania 42, people are still gonna watch it. And I think we could draw out this bloodline. They've done a really good job of doing, you know, we got 18,000 more members to show up that we could tell the story to 42. I think we can get Rock versus Cody out of the way and then set it up for another year-long storyline where Roman comes after the Rock or Rock comes after Roman. So that those are those two matches there.
Side note, do you think WWE can book a show big enough to sell out the Michigan Bowl Arena? I mean, Michigan, which one's the blue and gold? Michigan State or?
That's Michigan. The 100,000 seat arena?
Yeah, the blue and gold Michigan. Is that State or University of Michigan?
That's Michigan University, yeah. I don't think so. I can't imagine an event.
Like for because the problem with Mania is Mania can be too cold in Michigan. SummerSlam could be.
They've done it before. They filled out AT&T Stadium with like 102,000, but that's including floor seats.
Hmm.
So I don't know if they could fill that whole arena up. Hmm. I think they could get 3/4 of it full. But yeah, that's a tall task to try to. I mean, unless you're doing some like never before seen, like last of a decade where like you bring back all the old stars from that could still wrestle from the 90s or something. I don't know. I don't know what you could do to sell that big arena out.
WWE AEW Super Show. There you go. That fills it up. You get the best of both worlds.
Right.
Let's see. My next match. Oh, okay, so I'll get the last of the big hitters out the way. Cause you know, I know Punk wants that main event spot at WrestleMania. Mm. Maybe he gotta wait another year. Because this feud needs completion. Cause it should have been done last year. But give me CM Punk and Seth Rollins. Because I don't see another worthy opponent for Seth until the CM Punk thing gets done. I don't see anyone else he can face at Mania who he hasn't faced or, you know, who's worth it.
So my next match, it is a CM Punk match. I got CM Punk versus John Cena. I think we could set this up at the Rumble, have Cena come out. We know Cena's going to be there. Have him come out, him sort of beat down everyone in the ring, sort of play to the crowd. The timer goes off, the crowd's chanting. Everyone else but Cena is laying down like under the ropes. Cena turns around when the buzzer goes off. It's CM Punk, and then we get the stare down. We don't have to have much storyline. We just, you know, it's Cena. I could also see a match where, and we'll get to this later, because what's his name? B-Master asked a really good question. So I'll get to how I want to see this match, and we'll get to that in a minute. It's about John Cena. What's your next match?
So I'm struggling on where to put the Usos.
Okay.
I'm struggling. Unless I do some type of IC title or US title, kind of like multi-man match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I get Jay or Jimmy in there.
Okay.
I'm thinking I think the Bloodline goes to Raw during the Netflix thing.
Right.
I think Bloodline gets transferred over to Raw, like all of the Bloodline.
You think that they could be like on both shows? I think they're big enough.
I think early on in the Raw thing, especially leading up to WrestleMania, mm-hmm. I can see it going on both shows. But I currently have all of the Bloodline, and Bloodline 2.0. I see both stables going to Raw. So I give me the Usos versus Solo and Jacob Fatu.
Okay.
And a tag team match. I was gonna do for the titles, but I got other plans for the tag titles. I think their feud is bigger than the tag titles. Mm-hmm. They don't need those.
Right. So speaking of the tag titles, let's go ahead and get these out of the way. This goes back to my first match that I made with Liv and Raquel. I think we get Finn and JD versus Carlito and Dominic. I think Finn and JD, they're fighting War Raiders next week, right? On Raw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they might lose. So that might fuck this up. But if they could somehow retain, I can see a world where they don't defend against Mania, and with the breakup happening, that's their opponent. What's next for you?
So we're on SmackDown. They love doing their tag team showcase matches.
Mm-hmm.
No, because they can't settle on a single tag team.
Right.
So I have this happening on either WrestleMania or maybe the Raw after Mania, sometime in that week span from Monday to Monday.
Right.
I have the War Raiders.
Okay.
Versus New Day.
Okay.
Versus the Creeds. No, sorry, not the Creeds. It was War Raiders versus New Day. Who else do I have in there? Oh, LWO.
Okay.
Because I had the Creeds in the SmackDown one, I think. No, wait. Let me do my SmackDown one first. So, DIY versus the Profits versus Morris City Machine Guns versus Pretty Deadly.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so I had the Creeds on Raw.
On Raw, okay.
So, yeah, so the Raw one, New Day versus War Raiders versus the Creeds versus LWO.
Okay. So I have the other tag titles the same, sort of fatal four-way showcase at Mania. I have DIY versus Motor City Machine Guns versus the Street Profits versus a call-up team of Nathan Fraser and Axiom.
Okay.
I think that's going to be your sort of indie style, like not necessarily flippy, but just like high flyer type match.
Spot fest.
Yeah, the Spot Fest tag team match.
So I got both. I got the
yeah.
I gave this match the one. I gave you the Raw one.
Right.
Sadly, I don't think the women's tag titles get defended at WrestleMania.
I agree.
I don't know who holds on to them. I think potentially you can do a Ray versus Eddie thing where they still have the tag titles.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do Bianca versus Jade if Jade's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you can do it with the titles or without the titles. I know Ray and Eddie did it with the titles at Mania, but theirs was more of a friendly thing that turned right into the big feud.
Right.
So I assume they lose theirs beforehand. We'll just say they lose them to the
Metaphor.
Metaphor. Yeah, we'll say lose the Metaphor. I got Bianca versus Jamie.
All right, so I'm struggling with some of these because let's go ahead and talk about Bianca's match. I got Bianca in a match for the women's world heavyweight, whatever they want to call the championship, against Rhea Ripley. I think we get Rhea versus Bianca. I think potentially Jade can come back. I think we're going to go on the – they're going to really slow roll this who attacked Jade story, and I think we get the sort of reveal leading up to Mania, and then Jade gets her revenge after Mania. Maybe cost Bianca the title. Maybe Bianca wins and Jade attacks her after. I don't necessarily think that match is big enough right now for Mania. That's a SummerSlam match to me.
Hmm.
So I got Rhea versus Bianca at Mania.
Hmm. Let's see. My Tiffany Stratton match was just Tiffany and Nia running it back. And Tiffany getting an easy win at Mania, kind of like giving her a spotlight. it's gonna be like one of those like middle of the card, maybe second match of the night matches. Yeah, because I don't, you know, I see Tiffany either winning at Saturday Night's Main Event or Netflix Raw.
There you go.
But the problem is her holding on to this title for so long. Like, I feel Nia's gonna make it somewhere on the card unless they do like a women's battle royal. But if not Nia, I see Tiffany versus Charlotte for Tiffany's title at WrestleMania. Yeah, so I'll talk myself into it. Give me Tiffany and Charlotte.
Yeah. That's been the match. Y'all know this. That's been my match since like June. When Tiffany won this, I 100% assumed that when she won Money in the Bank, when she cashed in, it was to fight Charlotte. She was going to win, and then Charlotte would come back. Charlotte's sort of in that role now where she can show up, put Tiffany over, and still not really hurt from that loss. Especially if it's like, if like Becky comes back and attacks Charlotte or something. I don't want that feud again, but there's people who've predicted something like that. But yeah, definitely Tiffany versus Charlotte, I believe, is going to be the match at Mania. I think Tiffany waits until the Friday, it would be the second SmackDown of 2025, but it'd be the first one after the Netflix debut. Mm-hmm. So what I think they're going to do, I think she'll be on Netflix, tease against, at that point, I believe it's going to be Rhea. No, because Rhea doesn't have that. See, this is why I don't like Io Sky being number one contender right now, because I think Io is going to win on Saturday. I'll just early prediction. But even if it is Io, it doesn't matter. I think she teases whoever the cash-in is on Raw. She teased coming to NXT on the 7th at New Year's Evil. I think she teases it there as well against Roxanne during the Roxanne-Julia match. And I think she officially does it on Nia on, I think it's the 10th of January on that SmackDown.
Well, you're gonna hate my Rumble winner. My Rumble winner is still Io Sky. I think it's Io Sky and Rhea at WrestleMania, because I think that match, from just like an X's and O's, just like dream match. I don't know if you want to call it a dream match, but I feel like giving them that stage and giving them, if you give them the time and a good like agent, I think Rio versus Io can be a banger of a match. And also it ties up that title on that page. Mm-hmm. So we got Rhea and Io on one side.
Okay.
And you got Tiffany and Charlotte on the other side. I got Liv being ringside for my Dominic match.
Right.
I think we get Dominic versus Rey Mysterio in a hair versus mask match finally.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get the U.S. title. I don't actually know if the U.S. title will be on Mania. But if it is, I don't think we get much different than what we already have at the moment. So I'm just going to go Shinsuke Nakamura versus Andrade versus LA Knight. I don't see anything really changing in this title picture anytime soon. So we'll just go with that triple threat there.
As far as U.S. title is concerned, I couldn't think of a match for it. I didn't really care for it. But U.S. title adjacent or related, I have Logan Paul making a celebrity appearance.
Okay.
Not in a match, but like in those little like 15-minute like in between things. You know, like when The Miz is usually in the ring with some celebrities.
Yeah.
Like when Snoop Dogg makes that appearance thing. I think we got a Logan Paul thing. And the Logan Paul thing could possibly set up a match down the line.
Right.
So hear me out. I think we get Logan Paul and Bad Bunny at SummerSlam. And I think we get the starter for that at WrestleMania.
I like that a lot.
So that's a little segment I got there.
I got one match. I got one match left. I don't know about you. My last match is Gunther. He's walking in champion. I think he's going against Drew McIntyre. And then that was my initial match at first, Drew winning Elimination Chamber. But then I sat there. I didn't have Priest and I didn't have Rollins in a match. I'm adding them to this Fatal 4-Way title match.
Mm.
Gunther, McIntyre, Priest, and Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship, in which I think Drew McIntyre walks out of Mania as champion.
I got Damian and Finn in a grudge match at Mania. Okay. I think over the next few months in pay-per-views, mm-hmm. I feel like the two of them just keep costing each other the title.
Right.
Getting each other's way.
That's probably what it's going to be more than likely, yeah.
That leads us to Gunther walking into Mania as champion.
Right. So the way that I have this book in my mind when I wrote it down was we do the Gunther and McIntyre and Priest and Rollins match sometime on night one. That's not a main event. That's like mid – either you start the night or it's sort of like your mid segment for night one. And you have Finn come out and cost Damian – from winning, which then night two, Finn's defending his titles with JD against Carlito and Dominic, and that's where Damian comes out and distracts Finn, costing him the titles. I think Dominic and Carlito could leave Mania as tag team champions.
Okay.
Which then ultimately leads to Damian and Finn at SummerSlam as the final, like, end all be all of that feud. Some of the things that, like, I don't have Bronson Reed in a match because he's hurt. I think 4 months is how long they said he's going to be out. I still don't think that's enough time to put him in Mania.
Mm.
I don't have Orton, which is crazy. I don't know where I slide him in at, but. Like I said, that's why these are way too early predictions. We'll probably, as we get closer to Mania, redo these.
I got one more match.
You got one more?
So, as I was going through my list and my names,
mm-hmm.
there was one person whose name in WWE is just too big enough to be left off of the weekend.
Okay.
It's Bayley.
Right.
Where do I slide Bayley in? Well, here we go. I don't think Bayley makes it to WrestleMania.
Okay.
But I think she makes it to NXT Stand Deliver, where she has a match against the North American Women's Champion, Fallon Henley.
Hmm.
All right, because if you look at Deadline, a lot of the upper echelon women are going after this the Women's Championship.
Right.
You know, including Sol Ruka, who was an avid member of the North American Championship Division.
Right.
I'm not sure what's Klein Jordan up to.
Well, she – tonight – I saw her segment tonight. She made the save. So Roxanne and Cora – well, Cora attacked Stephanie Vaquer backstage while Roxanne was talking to Julia in the ring, and then Cora came out and attacked Julia, and Kalani made the save. So she's in the world title picture. Her, Jada Parker's up there, Zarya's up there. So, yeah, the upper echelon of it is all fighting for Roxanne's title.
And so I see Bayley versus Fallon Henley for the North American Championship.
I like
that. And if you don't want to put the title on Bayley, you can even turn it to a six-woman tag team match. You got Fallon and her crew, and you got Bayley. You could put Kalani and Sol Ruka in there. I know. Tonight they got Gigi Dolin and Tam Paxley.
Yeah,
are teaming against Fatal Influence.
Yep.
So you could do some type of thing like that. But I like Bayley versus Fallon Henley
because,
if I'm not mistaken, Bayley won the NXT Women's Championship.
Yes.
Against Sasha, right? Which did she beat her in
at one of them Brooklyn ones.
Yeah.
Which to me, now that you mentioned it, the best NXT women's match of all time. In my opinion. The only match from Black and Gold NXT that I still remember and actually like would say is the best. But I'll move on from that. That's our Mania card. We'll look and see maybe close to Rumble time in February how accurate we are. We got about 4 months till Mania. The picture's probably not going to be clear to February 2nd after the Rumble. Maybe even into March when we get to, you know, Elimination Chamber. But with that, let's go. We got for the fourth weekend in a row, we have a wrestling event that's sort of big, been a heavy promoted show on a Saturday night. You know, we started with Full Gear, we moved to Survivor Series, moved to Deadline. Now we got Saturday night main event. I'll be honest, if I'm honest, Full Gear right now is still in first place. I can say that being honest. Deadline's a close second, but you know, all that hate I gave Tony Khan, you know, he's still in first place right now. But I think Triple H is he's holding back till this show right here, I believe. So we'll go down this card. We'll start with your girl Io Sky. She's got Liv Morgan for the World Women's Championship. Do you think Io's gonna win, or is Liv walking out?
I got Liv walking out the championship. Okay. I think she survives a little bit more because I think Rhea takes the title off of her at Rumble, okay. or one of the Netflix shows, whatever they do. I think the next time Rhea faces Liv, Rhea wins the title.
Okay.
And then that'll set my Rhea and Io at Mania.
Right. So I have Io winning this. The more and more I think about it, I think you're going to be right. Io Sky is going to win Royal Rumble. And I'm going to be very upset. but I could see either happening. My prediction is going to be Io Sky. I think she wins, but it wouldn't surprise me if Liv gets, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if this ends in like a no DQ with, or in a DQ with like Rhea attacking Liv, which can then piss off Io, which then when Io wins the Rumble and Rhea wins the title, you know, sets up your Mania match. So I think you're probably on the better line there. Let's continue with the women. And we don't know the final competitors. Wavy D will be live in person on Friday when we find out who is going to actually participate to win the first ever Women's United States Championship. He gets both finals matches. So let's do this. Let's predict those finals matches or those semifinals, and then we'll pick the winner on Saturday. So the first one, we got Chelsea versus Bayley.
Chelsea Green.
Yes, Chelsea Green. I think it's going to be Chelsea. At first, when I saw the bracket, I thought Bayley was winning the whole thing. But I'm looking at this. This belt was made for Chelsea. For the Chelsea Piper split, like you predicted for your Mania. The other one is Meechan versus Tiffany Stratton.
Meechan.
Yep, I think this entire tournament was booked to rerun the dumpster match, and we get Meechan versus Chelsea Green, in which Chelsea gets her revenge, and when I believe she wins, you think she walks out on Saturday and wins the women's U.S. title?
Yes, Chelsea Green.
Yeah. So if you're watching on Friday night, look for Wavy D. He's also going to be on the next one because it's a double taping.
Yes.
So
my signs are in the car. I should bring my signs down. Y'all can see them. I'll put them in the Discord later. Join the Discord, and I'll show you what signs I got so far.
All right. Let's go to what I think might be the best. Ah, no, that's going to be hard. Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn. This is going to be a good match, but I don't think it's going to be the best one.
I think Drew kicks the shit out of Sami Zayn.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping happens, is Drew just beats the living fuck out of him.
Honestly, I can see this match being a no DQ. I mean, going into a DQ finish. Mm-hmm. I can see this match maybe going on and Drew just saying fuck it and just beating his ass.
Right. So on this match, do you think Drew, is this like a one and done for him and Sammy, or are we getting him at Rumble?
I think we get a rematch on Netflix.
On Netflix, okay.
Yeah, before the Rumble. I think we get before the Rumble because I see both these guys being in the Rumble.
Okay. I can agree with that. Let's move on. We got the two for the first time I can remember on like a small PLE type event, even though this isn't a PLE. We got both world champions on it.
Hmm.
So we got Gunther versus Finn versus Damian Priest. Gunther's winning. Making this a triple threat makes it super obvious on what's happening. We're getting a Judgment Day. You know, they're going to come out and fuck with Damian, or Damian's going to be too obsessed with Finn to beat Gunther or something like that. It's going to be some of that, one of those storylines.
They're going to get in each other's way.
Yeah.
And Gunther's going to, you know, slide in for the victory.
Right. But the match that everyone cares about, I think this may be the great, I'm not going to say greatest match of the year, but a really great match. Beautiful story leading up to this. Kevin Owens is fantastic. Kevin Owens versus Cody, the feud no one knew we really wanted. Probably the best, going to be the best match of Cody's title run so far.
Let me see. I'm thinking about the triple threat match now. I'm like, do one of the titles change hands?
So the rumor going around the internet, and
Finn Balor.
But not even that. But the rumor is that one of the three titles are changing hands on Saturday.
Mm.
The problem I have with believing that is that this could be just Triple H throwing us off the scent. I do believe we get a change here, though. My prediction is Kevin Owens wins this match.
You know what? I'm gonna say fuck it. Triple threat, give me Finn Balor.
You think Finn Balor?
Change my prediction.
Okay.
I've been seeing the rumors that Finn's due for a big push. You know what I'm saying? Give me Finn Balor. I know he's been looking really strong and the show is leading up to this, and that's usually what I go against. But give me Finn Balor.
Okay.
You know what? I'm changing two of my answers.
Oh, shit.
Give me Io Sky winning the match, okay?
Okay.
Io Sky winning, Finn Balor winning. This will further push the Judgment Day apart because Finn is like, hey, I got the job done. I'm the double champion. You couldn't get your end of the bargain done. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
So, but crap. No, because then they're going to face the War Raiders on Raw, where I think they lose the titles.
Right.
And then maybe he says, JD, you're the weak link, maybe too. And Finn goes solo.
Who knows? I think we surprise the world. Maybe The Rock comes back, helps Kevin get this win.
I don't think Saturday Night Main Event is big enough for two title switches like this.
Right.
Okay. Fuck it. All right. Liv retains.
Okay.
Yeah. So Chelsea Green wins the U.S. Women's title.
Right.
Liv retains. We'll say Finn wins, and Cody wins.
I like that. All right, let's move forward. The Widders. He came back with some questions. It's been a while since we've got some questions from the Widders.
Hmm.
His first one might be one of the best questions we've ever been asked. With John Cena's final run approaching, name 8 current roster superstars that you would like to see him face. I'm going to be honest with you. This took me about 30 seconds. Because I think there's 8 guys on here that I can name offhand that I want to see him go. So you want to go one for one or like we did with?
Yeah, we go one for one.
Okay. I'll start. The first one that came to mind was CM Punk.
Yep, I agree.
I also got Orton. I think we'll see Orton Cena. I think we'll get a Cena Kevin Owens match.
I don't see it in the final run.
No, okay.
Replace Kevin Owens with R-Truth. I think we get a Cena R-Truth moment.
I got R-Truth on my list.
He's a wrestler's childhood hero.
Right. I got Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
Sort of like a passing of the torch type moment. We got to run back Roman Reigns.
I think they're good. Okay. I think they're good.
Okay. I got Carmelo Hayes.
Yes.
Especially if it happens in like Boston, where both of them are from. I can just go ahead and book that money. Number 8 for me is The Rock. And I know he's technically not current roster, but he's part of the company. Running Cena Rock back might be like a match like at a Saudi that has like the same sort of like ambiance as like Rock versus Hogan.
That would be the third match, right? Because they did Mania 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
They didn't do a third match, right?
They didn't do a third, no.
They're 1-1, right? Are they 1-1?
I believe they're 1-1, yeah.
All right. A little tiebreaker.
Okay. Would you add anyone else to that list?
Let's see. I had CM Punk, Randy Orton, R-Truth, Cody. That's 4. Carmelo, 5. I think Braun Breaker gets a match.
Okay.
6. Give me Cena Rollins again.
Okay.
And I guess Cena the Rock, but I'm trying to think of who from NXT. If maybe for NXT, I want to see him fight. Not really any of them, man. I mean, I don't think Ethan Page is big enough. A dream opponent I want to see is John Cena and MJF. That's like impossible. I would love to see John Cena and MJF.
You think we get like a Cena Trick Williams match? I mean, they've been on TV together on NXT. So, I don't know how you work that through. If it's like, you know, maybe it's Cena's last match or something, but. That was what I had Melo booked for.
Cena Jacob Fatu. It'll be almost like Cena versus Umaga. Reminiscing of that. I forget. Jacob Fatu? He's not one of Umaga's kids, right? I know Zilla is one of Umaga's kids, but is Jacob one of his too?
I don't think so. I think that's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head.
Also, give me Cena and Tongaloa.
that might get a 7 on Dave Meltzer's star rating.
Ooh, R-Truth and Tongaloa.
Bro, that'd be crazy.
Give me that.
Cena R-Truth might be better than we say it as like a joke, but like that would be a really good match.
Yes, and just the history between the two, R-Truth can definitely carry on a week-to-week thing.
Right.
Like no, nobody believes him. He's like, yeah, I'm going to have a match with Cena in 2 weeks. And, like, everyone's like, yeah, sure, Truth. Yeah, you're having a match with Cena. And then, like, Truth goes out there, and, like, Cena, just like, he actually shows up.
That'd be great. Next question, winner asks, should the WWE go back to one set of tag titles?
No.
No.
I like two tag titles. The problem is that you just got to book your tag division better. Give them more time.
Right. So I have two separate answers. If you're going to continue booking the tag division the way you're booking them, I'm fine. Go back to one. That's fine. But there's a simpler, easier solution. Just book your tag division.
Yes.
Like, you're just not even using them. And there's no reason for that. We can take away, you know, just a spare 10 minutes to get your tag division on TV. And that'll be highly beneficial. It doesn't even have to be all in ring. You can do a bunch of stuff like how NXT is doing their tag division, where it's just a bunch of random brawls throughout the night to, you know, of the tag division trying to prove that they should be number one contender. I don't know. Just put them on TV.
Keep your tag titles out of the main event players.
Right, right.
So away from the main event wrestlers.
The issue is we got them sort of trapped, especially Raw's, in the Judgment Day. And so hopefully War Raiders wins the titles, and that can sort of free up that division. The next one, compared to all the PLEs we got this year, besides the big three, do you think Saturday night main event can be the best Saturday show we get all year? So my answer to this might give away one of my answers next week. I think it's going to be really, really, really hard to beat Bad Blood. I know a lot of people think that I'm tripping and I'm crazy for saying Bad Blood's, you know, like generational for how good it was. A lot of people just think it was pretty mid, but I don't necessarily think it's going to have a PLE type feel. Does it have potential? Sure. I think it's going to be hard to beat Bad Blood just because of what we got there, but I'll be open-minded.
I still think Bad Blood was a mid PLE that was anchored down by a strong Hell in a Cell match and then 5 seconds of The Rock. I think it had the Hell in a Cell match being first, very, very great Hell in a Cell match, probably a top 3-5 Hell in a Cell of all time. And then The Rock returning at the very end for 5 seconds. Everything else in the middle, I think, was very mid.
Okay. So do you think that Saturday night main event could be one of the best Saturday shows we get all year?
No.
I think it's going to be real hard to live up to that. I don't. It's broadcast TV. We're going to get commercials. I think it's going to be very different. I'll be straight up honest with you guys. I think Saturday night main event's going to be a standard house show. But we'll get at least one title change.
Do you think it's going to be super nostalgic? I know they're bringing back Johnny. Ventura?
Jesse Ventura. Yeah.
I
think they do for the first one.
Do you think we get like red, white, and blue ropes or something like that? And like
probably they'll probably go like old school, like referee uniforms,
like an old school version of the WWE logo, like not the old WWF logo, but like the new logo, but with like the old style font or something. I don't know.
I could see a something one-off. Like that.
Old referee shirts.
I don't know if people know this, but like 2 or 3 years ago, like when they were running house shows, they would do the house shows on Saturday and Sunday. Saturdays was called Saturday Night Main Event, and then Sundays was Sunday Stunner. This is just a house. It's a glorified house show. That's all this is going to be.
Are you going to watch on TV or you watch on Peacock?
I'm assuming the Peacock one is you're not going to get the commercial, so that's probably how I'll watch it. They'll probably just be like, and for our premium subscribers of Peacock, watch how we got to this feud. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do so. Like, I know with Peacock, with some of their like Formula One racing type stuff, whenever they go to commercial on TV, you get some like behind the scenes stuff of the actual race or whatever. So maybe the cameras keep rolling. And I don't know. If it's on Peacock, I'll watch it on Peacock. I think it is. But I'm not a big fan of commercials, so anyway, I can skip commercials. That'd be wonderful. And the last one he asked, this one's the hardest for me to answer, just been thinking about it, If you were given the opportunity to walk the ramp at any WrestleMania, what WrestleMania would you choose and whose entrance would you do?
Give me. All right. So give me like the surprise return of like a Cody Rhodes.
Right.
But I want to raise out the floor.
Uh-huh.
In my lowrider. I was saying, you're giving me a big platform. Me and my lowrider, we're going to raise up from the floor. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cruise down to the ring, let my boy Eddie and Rey Mysterio. You know what I'm saying? And for music, give me that old school Rey Mysterio, honestly. Actually, no, fuck it. Get rid of the fucking lowrider, okay? I'm a spring from the floor like old Rey Mysterio did on top of the SmackDown fist, okay? But it's gonna be the WrestleMania 40 or no, WrestleMania 39 that had the gold ramp.
I believe the Hollywood one. Yeah.
The WrestleMania 39 entrance with that big ass elevated ramp. Okay, I'm gonna pop out the floor like Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio's old entrance music. What you gonna do when they come for you? R-E-Y, Mysterio. Here we go. When I max out, the boys that cash out, the girls, no, girls that cash out, the boys SmackDown better tap out. Who's that jump? You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm gonna come strutting to the ring type shit. And then I'm a pose in the ring like Randy Orton type shit. But my career wrestler, every time I was growing up, I had my career wrestler, he would either do the Randy Orton pose or he would do the Jeff Hardy pose where he leans on the turnbuckle and then the Kane fire shoots up on him at the corners.
Right.
I'm gonna do some shit like that.
So for me, I want, like, if I could do like any WrestleMania, I would go back to like, I want like an Undertaker type entrance where just like you get the gong playing, it's the slow walk down, you get the fire blowing, smoke everywhere, you know, really low dim lights. You know, if I were a wrestler, I would always want to be a heel. I can't play the good guy. I want that like Undertaker type entrance. Like I'm even talking like I forgot which one it was where he had like the people like grabbing at him, like under the stage and shit like that. Give me one of Undertaker's entrances. If there's anything I like about Undertaker, it's his entrance. So I'll go with that.
Oh, I got one more question from the Discord. They put it in the wrong chat. They put it in the miscellaneous section. So the question is from Wavy D Jr. He says, "What is one legit impossible dream match that you would want to see?" So like it's like legit impossible, can never happen from this point going forward, whether it be wrestlers are dead, wrestlers are too old, retired. You know what I'm saying? Realistically, we can see Randy versus MJF at some point.
Right.
So something like unrealistic, can never happen, dream match.
Let me think here for a second. Can I go Triple H versus CM Punk? Because Triple H can't wrestle again. He's got a pacemaker.
Didn't they already wrestle before?
I don't know. Have they?
I'm pretty sure they have.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
It probably wasn't as big of a story or big of a build, but I'm pretty sure they wrestled.
Because I know that was Punk's. Yeah. That was Punk's planned match in 2014 before he walked out.
Yeah, they wrestled at 2011 Night of Champions.
Okay. So that's already happened. So that's not a dream match. Triple H versus Tony Khan. No, I'm kidding.
Actually, so CM Punk has wrestled him. So he tagged Triple H to face Truth and Miz. He faced Triple H. He's tagged with Luke Gallows to face Triple H and Shawn Michaels. He's faced Triple H again solo. He was He joined Cody and Randy and Ted DiBiase. So he joined Legacy to face Cena, Michaels, Taker, and Triple H. And he joined the Hardys,
crazy. That's crazy.
Michaels, and Triple H versus Edge, Gregory Helms, Johnny Nitro, Mike Knox, and Randy Orton.
Okay.
Cage match is a great sight.
Yeah, it is. Dream match. I would say, probably Roddy Piper versus Drew McIntyre.
Ooh, with the feud and all, like a feud group, like an angle going up to it.
Yeah, because both of them are fantastic on the mic. Yeah, that'll probably be Roddy Piper was one of my favorites growing up, even though he was sort of past his good days. But like 03, like TNA Roddy Piper, I used to go back and watch those. His promo, that promo where he had fucking Vince Russo pinned in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
What a promo. The dude was just shooting on him.
So I had a funny answer for this, but I had to Google it first because I was like, low key, they kind of wrestled in the same era at one point, so they could have wrestled each other. I was gonna say Chris Benoit versus Owen Hart, but they actually did wrestle each other. They wrestled when Chris Benoit was called like the Pegasus Kid or something like that. I don't know, but that was gonna be my funny answer. But low key, give me Chris Benoit versus Chad Gable.
Ooh. Chris. What about? See, I don't remember if China was any good in the ring. What about China versus Rhea? Was China good in the ring? I don't remember because she didn't really.
I don't know. And also, like that era of wrestling wasn't known for its ring work. It was known for its characters.
That might be sloppy. That might be sloppy as shit. Rhea might die.
Chris Benoit versus Kenny Omega.
Chris Benoit versus anyone in this generation.
Chris Benoit versus fill in the blank. Chris Benoit versus Will Ospreay. Ooh. Eddie Guerrero versus Will Ospreay.
Yeah. Yeah. Benoit and Eddie, you could put them against anyone. It would be a great match.
Eddie Guerrero versus MJF with a feud leading up to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I want it now. Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
No. But we'll end the show with the tale known as Thirsty Tuesday. So, last week we had our semifinals, and it was just – it ended in a tie for both matchups. Witters came in here. We thought we had a winner, and Witters came in here and said, nah, you thought. and so the solution was I was just going to do a coin flip, but they said, nah, this is too important for a coin flip. So we came up. I came up with the idea. Let's just do a fatal four-way, and we'll do a vote. Well, we already did the vote. I wanted to announce the winner on the show. We've had all day to vote, and about 20 minutes before we came on here, the poll ended. And our Thirsty Tuesday bracket champion, representing Team Wavy D,
the inaugural winner.
The inaugural winner is Jennifer Lawrence.
type shit.
Which leads me to, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Drake said it best in his song Draft Day. Jennifer Lawrence, you can really get it.
That's crazy. It's crazy to me. Like, any of the other ones. You could have picked Vanessa Hudgens. Come on now. I can understand that vote. You know, Bober voted for ScarJo. I can see why people don't like her. She's, you know, she's not everyone's type. But we got Jennifer Lawrence, and Kara's not too happy with this one.
You know, it could just be, you know, also, you know, her role in some movies, but I feel like she's has a great personality, you know what I'm saying? Very personable.
Right, right.
So, great personality behind the looks.
I don't hate it that much. You know, Wavy D had a 3-on-1 opportunity. He was going to win no matter what. But, you know.
Guys were simping over Livy Dunn the whole bracket. and Haley Steinfeld and Haley Hotua girl. Yeah, they were sipping over the blondies.
Hey, I know what they want, the blonde. The blondes,
I was giving them a mix. All right? I was giving them different flavors.
Well, that's how we sort of end the year on the normal shows. Tune in next week. So there's not going to be a Friday episode this week. I'm taking an early break on the solo shows. But we got one more episode left this year. That's our end of the year Tuesday award show. Me, Wavy D, Junkyard James, Cody. We might have some special guests.
Yep.
They both
said yes, so we'll see what happens.
All right, so we're gonna have two special guests come in. It's gonna be a great show. We giving away some. You let them know the categories, right?
Yeah, I told them the categories. Okay. I sent the screenshot.
Cool. Tune in next week to find out who our special guests are. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a fun night. I'm gonna try. This is gonna be my promise. I'm gonna try not to be super anti AEW whenever James start talking, because we know he's gonna be slobbering. He'd be glazing Tony Khan all that whole episode. But with that, tune in. Be happy to have you invite your friends. I was gonna do it live, but with six people and my shitty ass internet, we ain't gonna make it. That'll be up next Tuesday. But until then, y'all have a great rest of your week. And we'll see you on the next episode.
So hit that subscribe, come along for the ride. AEW, WWE, we're always on side. From fantasy booking to baddies that slay, slapping meat wrestling every Tuesday.